At the end of the parsha, we find the second half of our parsha is dealing with sin offerings, chatos and ashamos from various averos. We find a very interesting parsha called Korban Ola V'Yoreit, meaning a progressive korban, that if you're poor, you only have to pay a little. If you're middle class, you pay more. If you're rich, you pay more, right? So if you can afford it, you bring a behemoth, if not oaf, if not a mincha. That's called Korban Ola V'Yoreit, a chatos that depends on how much money you have. And the Torah specifies that for certain averos, right? Some of the averos that are listed there are found in the beginning of the Sechus Shavuos, are what we call Shavuos Ha'idos, right? Someone who sees testimony and is subpoenaed b'shem Hashem and doesn't testify, or the Shavuos Bitoy, someone who takes a false Shavuah or doesn't fulfill a Shavuah, or Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav, someone who is Tamei and eats Kadshim and goes to the Eis HaMikdash. All those things are listed and says you have a Karban Ola V'Yoreit. So the Mefarshim struggle to figure out what makes these mitzvos, these averos, different than all the other averos, that all the other averos have a fixed karban, an asham, chatas, whatever it is it is, and all of a sudden, these three specific averos, it depends on the circumstances. So the Ramban and the Chizkuni want to say, maybe it's a kula. All the other ones, you have to bring an animal. These are more kal for some reason. What's the reason they're more kal? So maybe because there's no kares, and the Ramban says, when it comes to the shvus, there's no kares, so it's more kal. Even though it's a big avera, it's no kares, and when it comes to Tumas Mikdash for Kadshav, it's more kal because you were trying to do a mitzvah by being in the Beis HaMikdash and eating Kadshim, so it's more kal than regular chayvei krisos. And some of the other Mefarshim try to find other reasons why you have a specific kula here. But I thought maybe you could say, perhaps al derech drush, that there is a fundamental difference between these averos and all the regular averos we bring karbanos for. The regular averos we bring karbanos for are things that are objectively binding on everyone. You know, eat chametz on Pesach, and eat on Yom Kippur, and chaylev, and dam, and boel achoso, and all the whole list, etc. Those are objective averos that apply equally to everyone. What's unique about these averos are that they're only specific to specific people. They're obligations that you have that other people don't. Right? For example, the mikdash v'kadshav, if you're tamei, you have a certain restriction on you that tahor people don't. Right, it's usually a big mitzvah to go to the Beis HaMikdash and eat karbanos, and for you it's a big avera. Shvuos, right, there are things that you have absolutely no obligation to do or no obligation to refrain from, but because you bound yourself, right, now you have a new obligation that other people don't. Shvuos Eida, certainly. I don't have to get involved in anyone else's court case in Beis Din, that's their own business, but all of a sudden if I see something, all of a sudden that puts a chiv on me that now I have a chiv d'oraisa to go to Beis Din and be magid, and if I don't, I'm not living up to my chiv. All of these are different because they're specific chiyuv that have to do with your matzav, your situation, and not objective moral rules that apply to all Jews. That apply to all Jews, and maybe an efshar on the one level you could say maybe that's a tzad l'kula, that it's not something that applies to everyone. It's not something that's shavu b'kol, and therefore the Torah is a little makel on you. But I think you could say even a little different. The punishment fits the crime here, or not the punishment, the kapara fits the crime. An avera that is an objective avera that's equally usher for everyone, so everyone brings the same carbon if they do. An avera that specifically is an avera you did something wrong because you were in a certain specific special situation, then the kapara also takes into account your special situation. You have to give a kapara depending on who you are. And maybe there's even a bit of a musr here. When someone does something objectively wrong, the musr is what you've done is objectively wrong. When someone does something, it's not objectively wrong for everyone, but that they didn't realize what their achrayus was in their situation, the Torah comes and tells you, you have to get kapara. You have to get a kapara depending on your situation. Maybe to remind someone, they should have taken into account the achrayus of their situation and known what was right and wrong to do. And I think this is something that applies even beyond the realm of karbanos, of course, that everyone's in a different situation and has different achrayus. Sometimes that achrayus is like Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav. Certain people, they're not ready for certain things. You have to avoid things that you're not capable of doing, that you're not ready for at this situation in your journey. Some things are like shvuas bitoy. Someone takes upon themselves a certain obligation. They're in a situation where they take upon themselves, they know they can do more. Not they can do less, but they know they can do more. If someone takes an obligation that they know they can do more, then they have to do it and live up to that obligation. If not, they're doing an avera. And perhaps most chamer, shvuas eidos. Sometimes someone didn't do anything, and didn't take on anything. He was just in a situation where everyone depended on him. She was the Eidos. I saw the Eidos and no one else did. And the guy's going to lose money from that Meid. Sometimes Hashem puts you in a situation where you have achrayus for people or you have achrayus for the klal, not because of anything you did, just because you're the only one who can help. And therefore, a person has to realize that even that puts an achrayus on them. And maybe that's the hint of Olav Yored. The Torah says your carbon depends on who you are, because you have to realize part of your obligations to keep the Torah and to be the right kind of person, serve Hashem, is to serve Hashem in the way that you're responsible based on who you are, which might be different than someone else.